At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Are you a content creator looking for a space to create and elevate your brand? Well, look no further. The Core Queen Podcast Studios is now open. Core Queen Podcast Studios offers spaces for content creators to record or to live stream their podcast. Whether you're an aspiring creator or you're a seasoned vet, the Core Queen Podcast Studios is here for all your content creator needs. Visit CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com for more info. That's CoreQueenPodcastStudio.com today.
Hey, it's your girl, Dee Dee Leggett, a.k.a. The Core Queen, with another episode of The Core Queen Podcast. And I have an amazing, amazing girl on my show today who got a story to tell. Welcome, Chanel Dior.
What's up?
Listen, I am so happy to have you on this show today. And I am excited for people to hear your stories. Because she got some stories to tell, okay? I love to see success stories. I love to see people coming, literally getting it out the mud.
Yes, Lord.
And because you are a testimony, a walking testimony. So I'm going to do a little quick bio, introduce her to the show, and we're going to get into it, y'all, okay? Because Chanel got some shit to say. Chanel Dior is a TikToker and a model, as you can see. She is a hair influencer. Hair be popping, okay? She has had over 28.5 million viewers, okay? She went viral in 2020, y'all, and she's been going at it ever since. Mm-hmm. Chanel got some shit to say. Y'all, welcome Chanel to the show.
Hello.
Look, Chanel, are you from, where are you from, first
I'm from Charlotte.
You an original?
I'm an original, yeah.
What?
Yes.
Unheard of.
It really is nowadays. I don't know what y'all, we are full. Nobody else come here. Nobody, y'all, get out.
I mean, literally, every time I meet somebody from, you literally never meet nobody
right.
from Charlotte.
I'm from fucking Charlotte.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Hidden Valley, to be exact. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that recently you have accomplished some pretty big educational goals. So I want you to pop your shit right quick.
Okay. Well, you know. So basically, I dropped out when I was like 15 because I had my son really, really early. Yeah. So I had to go back to school recently. So I finally got my high school diploma and I got my.
That's big.
It may not be a big deal to you guys, but baby, it took me a long, long time to get that shit. And I got my CDL.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? So I drive trucks, trains. Yeah, I'm a train driver now. Yeah. Don't play with her. Don't
Period.
Play with her. Yeah. So yeah, I'm doing big things. So I'm going back to school, hair school. I'm doing a lot. I'm doing
That's
a lot
major.
Right now.
That
yeah.
is major. Do not downplay it. Y'all better give her put some respect on her name. That is big. That high school diploma is big. Some people just give up and don't even
I gave like, up. I'm not gonna lie. I gave up. Like I tried to do it in like when I was like 19 or whatever, but I got pregnant again. Yeah, I couldn't get right. I could not get right. I'm telling you.
But you got it right.
I did. You good. Finally. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
As long as you got breath, you good.
You can keep going. Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know what my engineer over there doing, y'all, but he doing something. So, oh my god. Oh, okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
But so, yeah, like you just got to keep going. Like that's basically what I'm doing. Like, cause I'm the oldest of six children. Ooh. So yeah, like a lot of stuff done, you know, just kept me from getting it done, but I finally got it done. So
that's what's up.
Yeah.
So you said that you went viral in 2020. Yes, what did Lord. You go viral for?
Finding my son's dad.
Uh-oh, let's get into it. So let's do a little background first. Okay. So you said you were a teen mom. How yeah. old were you when you had your son?
I was 16. So 2 weeks after my 16th birthday, I had my son.
Okay.
So my son will be 20 this year. He will be 20 October 6th. Nobody believes me. Nobody. Like when I tell them my son is driving and everything, like nobody believe me.
Wow.
Like nobody. I swear to God. Like when we're together, they be like, no, that is not your son. I'm like, yes, the fuck it is.
So you said you went viral for finding his dad.
Yeah.
How did you lose contact with the dad?
Okay. So basically, being fast, I used to like go over my godmother's house back in the day. And it was this boy that stayed up above my godma. Like, mm-hmm. he was just this cute older boy. And I just started messing with him. Nobody knew I was messing with him. And he basically stole a gold watch from the people that he was staying with. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I thought that was his mom and dad. And, you know, I thought that was his family upstairs. Oh. So when he stole the gold watch, like, all hell broke loose. So they kicked him out. And when I went back over my godmom's house, I'm like, where is Micah? Like, where is he? And it was like, oh, he gone. I'm like, okay, well, where is he? And I'm like, that's not your brother? She was like, hell no, that's not my brother. I'm like, what the fuck you mean it's not your brother? And then she was like, yeah, that was just a group home brother. And I'm like, what? Oh, and I'm like, okay, so where is he? I don't know. What you mean you don't know? So from that point, I didn't never see him. So like a month or two later, I found out I was pregnant.
Oh my God.
Like literally. So now I don't know where he is. So, and then you think about it, like back then it was no MySpace. It was no right. Facebook. It was right. nothing. And then I didn't know his last name at the time because I thought it was their last name. So it was no way for me to find him. Then when I did try to find him, the family that he was staying with, like mm-hmm. the guy he was staying with, he died. He committed suicide.
Oh, Lord. Goodness gracious.
Then my godmother, she died of AIDS.
Chanel.
It was no way.
Chanel. Oh, my God. This is insane.
Like, I'm getting chilled, but I'm just thinking about this shit. It was no way.
Oh, my God.
It was no way. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just hit you. Yeah.
Okay. Listen. Yeah, I wasn't ready.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So at this point. Mm-hmm. Okay. So at the time that your godmom passes away, mm-hmm. is the baby born
yeah.
already?
Okay, yeah. He's already born. He was about three at the time okay. or whatever. So
Jesus.
Yeah. But I wasn't really paying no attention. I'm just like, okay, I'll find him eventually. Right. He'll just surface at some point. I'm thinking I eventually see him. Mm-hmm. Hell no. So years pass. I'm like, damn, I'm still not seeing this nigga like nowhere. Then like MySpace started, you know, MySpace came out. So I'm typing like Micah. Like I still don't see this dude. Mm-hmm. Because
you still don't have a last name.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still trying to find them. Like, and then Facebook came out. I'm like, Micah, like there's no way. Then I just so happened to find the girl that I hung out with mm-hmm. or whatever. It was this girl named Sasha. I found her in like 2014. And I was like, if you ever hear from him at any point ever, oof. I was like, please just tell him he have a son. Mm-hmm. Just tell him. So all hell broke loose in 2020 when all hell broke loose.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
That's when she hit me up. She messaged me on Facebook and she was like, Micah just hit me. He just messaged me out of nowhere. He just got out of prison and was like, he was just checking on me, just asking me how I was doing. And she was like, do you want me to tell him? I said, bitch, if you don't tell him.
Right.
Right now. Right now. So she broke the news to him. I didn't. So he called me immediately after.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just called me like 5 minutes after. And he was just like, I'm sorry.
What the hell you mean you sorry? Nigga, you...
But see, he didn't know. But he didn't know you were pregnant. Yeah, he didn't know. Yeah, he didn't know nothing.
So this, where was he?
He was in fucking Durham.
This whole time.
Durham.
Oh my God. He in Durham, North Carolina, which is like what?
An hour and a half away.
Oh my God.
So he went back to his family, like his mom.
His real family.
Yeah. Yep, he went back to Durham, and I guess he got married like in 2005, and yeah, that's a whole nother story.
Oh my God. Okay, so now he knows.
He knows.
This is 2020.
2020.
And he wants to meet him.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Okay, so I paid for him a train ticket here.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm gonna say a week later, he comes down here. So that's when I started like recording shit. So I like recorded him like at the train station. I like waited for him like a whole hour or whatever. And then I just surprised my son with him. Like I picked him up, took him over. And it, that's the story that went viral.
Right.
And then like the UK people, they started hitting me up. Like they took my story. They paid me for the story. I'm like, what is going on? Like this is really happening. And then that it happened in 2020. Then I shared the story again in 2021, mm-hmm. and it went bigger. Like the story went more viral even in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
And then if y'all have not watched the video, I shared it today on my Facebook. At the end of it, they were like really excited and happy that they found each other. And then what happened? Because now it's 2024.
So the last time I seen him was last year.
Mm-hmm.
He did come to my son's graduation. My son graduated last year in May.
Mm-hmm.
He came. He did. But that was the last time. And I'm going to say my son seen him twice before that. Mm-hmm. He's only seen my son three times since he met him.
Oh, wow.
Just three times, y'all. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of people always want to know what happened after that. He did not keep in contact with my son like that. And this, I'm going to say, is not really, I take that back. Mm. It was more so his significant other. It really wasn't him. It was his significant other. She didn't like me. Because, you know, when you look a certain way, you know what I'm saying? You get a little upset. And I understand. I understand. I get it. I ain't mad. I ain't even mad at you. But it is what it is. So he already grown. He grown, though. Like, there's nothing really you could do. Financially, the man is grown. I already done handled it. So it is what it is. I just needed you to be there. Just be there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all. Just call him, check on him, see how you do. What's up? Like, that's it.
Does he have other kids?
No.
Really?
My son is his only child.
Now that's ridiculous.
That's the sad part.
That's just ridiculous.
It breaks my heart.
Does his wife have kids?
Yeah, she had one son prior to them being together.
Hmm.
And she's older than him.
The audacity. Wow. This is an insane story for real.
And then what made it worse was that, like, the first time he came down here by himself, and he was so nice. He was just, mm-hmm. oh my God, he was so open and just, he enjoyed me, my son. Like, it was just the best experience ever. And then when she came down the second time, like, with his whole family, she was so standoffish. She was just like, get the fuck out of here. Like, she couldn't stand the fact that he even had a child. Like, bitch, where did you come from? And I get it. Like, I understand it, because you've been around since 2005, and then all of a sudden, he have a baby, a grown-ass child, teenager. Right. I get it. But I didn't do shit. He didn't cheat on you. It's not like he cheated on you or nothing. The baby.
And it's not like it's a little baby. Yeah. It's like a grown man.
And I don't want him. I don't want him. You you're good, girl. You're good. I just wanted him to get to know his child. That's it. Like, you're good.
Oh my God. Okay.
Like, and then the pictures, like, so I had I started like recording like certain stuff, and like people could see the anger in her face in some of the videos. Like, if you go, if you scroll all the way down my Instagram, like you can see the hate in this girl's face, bro. Like, so people started like saying stuff, and just so she got so mad at people's comments, she started saying things to me. And like her family started like threatening me, calling me, threatening me, like to the point where I had to change my number.
Threatening you about to do what? What was it?
Beat me up
for what? Like, you can control the comments. Oh my God. Yeah, that's
the hate was real. The hate was real. It's still real, I guess. I don't know.
How does your son feel about all of this?
He don't give a fuck. I'm be honest with you. That man don't care at all. Like, if he sat on this couch right now, he'd be like, I don't give a fuck. Like, he really would say, I don't give a fuck. He don't care about none of it. He don't.
So he doesn't want a relationship with him
at
all?
He don't give a fuck. Just as simple as that. He can have one or he don't have to. Because, you know, when you're so used to not having it, it just don't matter.
Yeah.
Like, when you just so used to not having it.
Yeah. I understand.
It is.
Jeez. So your family just be, y'all got some stuff going on in this bloodline here.
This is the half of it.
We're going to get into another story that kind of like took me
beyond this.
Oh my God.
This is the.
I was like, wait, what? Yeah. Like, how is this stuff? Like, what is going on? So, I mean, you have a, like, your story is just so unique, like so unique. And it really started with your mom.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to let you tell the people, oh my God, your mom's story.
Okay.
Because this is wild.
Hello, mom, if you're watching.
Hey, mom.
Okay. So my mom was taken, right? I guess I'm not really sure of the story. I can't really elaborate because I don't know. All I know is that she was taken when she was like 4 years old, right? And she was taken with three other siblings. So she had a sister, a brother, and like she had two other sisters and a brother that was taken with her. She was taken with one of her sisters. They were taken and they were adopted. And then the brother and the other sister, they were taken somewhere else. Who knows where the hell they went to? We never knew.
Jesus.
All my mama ever told me was she remembered them being put in separate cars.
Mm-hmm.
That's all she said she remembered. So the sister that she do remember being taken with, she treated my mama like shit.
Mm.
All these years, like, my mom has been very nice to her. You know what I'm saying? She never treated her right. And it always bothered me over the years. Like, I just want my mom to have a family. I want my mom to know where her, you know, where her family is. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just me and my family, like my siblings. It's nobody else. Like, we don't have nobody else.
Mm.
It's nobody. So I'm like, where are these people at? And it's been 50 years. Like, where is my mom's family? So something just, I know, and it's like my mom is getting older. So I'm like, time is ticking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm in my 30s now. I'm almost 40. Like, all my siblings older. I'm like, we need to figure this out. So on my mom's 54th birthday this year, literally on her birthday, I had got out of work and I had bought the 23andMe little kit.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know if that shit really worked. Right. I was just like, I'm just going to try this shit for real. Like, I'm just going to see if it worked. So I had got it off Amazon and I went, you know, went to her house or whatever, had her spit in a little cup, sent it off. And like 4 weeks later, got the results. So I had went online and it was like this name that popped up. Some dude named Tyree Brown. And I'm like, okay, I know my mom's last name was Brown before she was adopted.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started like Googling. No, I had went on Facebook and I typed in Tyree Brown on Facebook. So I'm like, okay, let me message this dude. And I was like, I just asked him, I said, do you know who Daisy and Titus is? And that's the two siblings that she got separated from. So he never responded back. So I just kind of started going through all his friends, like all his friends and stuff. And I seen all the Browns. So I started messaging all the motherfuckers. like trying to like message. I literally was trying to find them. Like, right. I'm just like, who? I'm just trying to figure it out because it got to be one of these people.
Right.
So just so happens this lady named Nicole messaged me back and she was like, what's your mama's name? Mm. And I was like, my mom's name is Curlin. And she was like, well, Daisy and Titus is my brother and sister.
Oh.
And I'm like, hold up, hold up. Like, my mama never said nothing about no Nicole.
Right.
Like, she only said something about Daisy and Titus. So who are you? Like, who is this?
Right.
So she was like, well, my mom had five other kids after those four were taken. So I'm like, hold up. So my mom have more siblings? Wait a minute. Wait.
Oh, my God.
So she have way more siblings that she never met before. So I'm like, wait a minute. What the fuck? Then I said, okay, ooh. Well, I know my grandma, like, because I always known that my grandma was dead. Like, mm-hmm. they always said that my grandma was dead. She had went crazy, something like, that's all I ever heard.
Right.
She was like, who the fuck said that?
The lady not dead.
She was like, who the fuck said my mama was dead? She is not dead. So you're saying that my grandmother is still alive. My mom's mom is still alive. That's what you're telling me. And she said, yes, she's 71 years old. I'm like, yo.
Oh, my God.
So do you know where, like, Daisy and Titus is? And she was like, yeah. Are you for real? Like, yo, everything just opened up. Everything. Everything. I found out everything. And my uncle, he passed away. Daisy is in Vegas somewhere. And I got a whole bunch of aunts. And a whole bunch of cousins that I never met. And I'm the oldest cousin.
What in the world? Wait a minute. So where is your grandma? I'm like,
they're all in Maxton, North Carolina. They're like an hour away from here.
Oh my God. Jesus.
For real?
Lord, Fred related to that on Chanel.
I never even heard of Maxton until they came about.
Wow.
For real, I'm like, what the hell? Like, I never heard of it.
What?
Never heard of it.
So did your mom meet her mom? Mm-hmm.
The video, like, you get to see them meeting for the first time. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It is major. Like, when I say that is the...
That's crazy.
My mom got to meet her fucking mom. Like...
That's... Like, just saying that out loud is... it's wild.
Like, I have a grandmother. Like, what?
Oh Lord, when the book coming out?
It's supposed to be a movie.
A book. You need a book and a movie.
You. I need somebody Lifetime. To help me.
Lifetime.
Yeah.
Like for real. Like this.
If
is
I
crazy.
Get the right people to help me and you know do what I need to do, I'm going to do it.
This is insane, yo.
I'm gonna do it because it's too much. It's too much to unpack, and it's so much like. To the point where it's so much shit that I can't even talk about on air.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's too much. Wow. It's too much because they would kill me about some of the stuff a lot.
So how does your mom feel now? Like about meeting?
She's happy.
Okay. That's
like
good.
I'm just thankful that she was able to see my grandma. Like yeah. Honestly, like more
to
than
think
anything.
That somebody's dead.
Oh my God. That's... And just seeing my grandma, like, I never thought I would be able to see my grandma right. ever. Like, I just knew her name was Sarah. That's all I ever knew. I never thought I'd be able to see that woman ever. And we drove down there. Me and my mom drove down there like 2 months ago. And we had a whole cookout. And I got to meet some of my cousins and some of my little cousins. I'm like, this is my real, like, this is my real family.
It's like a Tyler Perry movie for real.
Dead ass. I was like, these my real cousins. Like, these my people. These my real, this my blood. Like, these my real people.
Yeah.
And we look alike. My mom looked like these people for real. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
Bananas. Thank God for you for actually being diligent because that had to be a lot of work going through all them people.
Yeah.
To find.
I didn't care. I was consistent.
That's good. That is good.
And I was bored.
Oh my God.
And you know what? I found out at work too. I was literally at work on my break and I started crying. I mean, I was like in tears, like bawling at work. Everybody was looking at me like, do you need to go home? Are you sure? You good?
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm okay. Ella. All right. I'm good. All right.
You were listening. They ain't know what was going on. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. Well, I am glad that we got to tell your story before we get into some juicy stuff.
All right. That's not juicy enough.
I'm talking about other people's stuff.
All right.
But no, that was beyond juicy. That was, listen, that was Element, Lifetime, OWN, Tyler Perry, everybody rolled up in one. Okay?
Yes, Lord.
Ooh, that's a story for your ass. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, now we know why you went viral.
A couple times. I've been viral so many times.
That is crazy. Okay, so I wanted to get into some stuff because since you are an influencer and you're heavy in social media, and I hear a lot, I'm going to say this on, I'm not going to do a gender specific. I'm going to just ask the question.
Okay.
Do you think social media destroys relationships?
Absolutely.
Why?
The fuck?
Why do you think that?
Because it almost ruined mine. Uh-oh. And I'm only say this because we pay attention to our phones too much.
Mm.
And I do. Mm-hmm. I do now. Like, and I need to put my fucking phone down. Like, really, like, honestly, I'm not even joking. Like, I need to spend time. Like, we need to have, like, certain times where we just need to sit it the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just turn it. I ain't gonna say turn it off, but put it on silent or whatever. Just sit it on the table. Watch a movie, just spend time, just me and him, like, for real, because it's really ridiculous. Like, I just be on my, like, because, you know, I'm a train driver, whatever, and I can just be driving a train, and I can just be looking, like, just, you know, observing and stuff, and I just look at couples and stuff, and I'm just observing life, you know, just seeing people.
Right.
All people do is just...
Yeah. Yep.
Couples, like, they just be... They don't be interacting with each other like nothing. It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad. Like, I hate it. I really hate it. It's not how it used to be. It's not.
It's a huge distraction. A huge distraction.
Because
I had a guy come on my other podcast and he said that he would never date a girl who had over like 10,000 followers.
Why?
And that's what I was like, well, why? He was like, because there's too many options. And I said, so even if it's 100, if it's 9,000, it's still
my husband options. Just said something about, some of Boosie just said about back in the day, all you seen was your side piece, your girl, and work.
Oh, yeah.
Now you see a whole bunch of options. You see all this and that, what you can't get, whatever. Like, it's just too much going on.
But they think that's the problem, though, the illusion where they think they can get these things.
Yeah.
Like, I have to, like, remind, I'm not accessible. You think you can get to me, but you can't.
And you can't.
Like, it's not, this is all an illusion, y'all.
And it really be pissing me off because some guys, they be messaging me. I'm like, you, the nerve of you.
Yeah.
The nerve of you. You can never. You can never. Like, just the fact that you even trying, like, I ain't even trying to be funny, but no.
Well, social media gives them that courage where if it was in person, they wouldn't dare.
Right.
They just wouldn't dare.
Sir,
so.
And I'm the type, I would tell your ass, it ain't gonna happen. I'm not nice at all. This one girl, oh my God, it was this girl that tried me once. I kid you not, she hit me up and I said, you are not my type. You're not cute to me, whatever, right? And I seen her at a party.
Uh-oh.
She confronted me. She was like, you're fucking mean as fuck. You really just said that to me? Like, she, and I was like, oh, shit, she about to beat me up because I said that shit to her. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, folks be, they get a lot of courage on there.
Yeah, well.
I know a lot of people say that if you don't post your significant other, then they trying to hide you or that can destroy a relationship. Do you agree with
that? Yeah, I agree with that.
You do. I ain't posting no nigga on my page. That ain't my husband.
Well, he's my husband. So.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Like, most people not married. They like in relationships and they.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that. Because I've been on my for 18 years. So. I don't really know about that. I don't know about these other hoes for real. But you know what? What be pissing me off is like when I see a lot of girls, they post nigga after nigga.
Oh my God.
I'm like, y'all doing too much. Why y'all keep posting all these dudes? Like,
I'm exhausted.
Make sure that this is really what you want. Stop posting them. Like, just kind of hold on.
They be too excited.
Yeah, just hold on.
Too excited.
Because he might be a little, just hold on. You can tell when a female ain't never had nothing. Just calm
Absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I ain't doing
no
it.
No shade.
Y'all. I don't want y'all in my business.
Yeah. just calm down.
I don't need to know what I got going on.
Right, but see, me personally, I've been with the same dude right since I was 17. Like, so I'm not really out here in the streets. So I don't really know.
Oh my God. So what's one of the wildest things somebody said to you on social media?
It's what they've done to me on social media.
Yeah, I believe that.
Man, like I done been live a couple of times. They done pulled their Johnson out in front, like on live a couple of times. I'm like, y'all just do not care at all. Mm-mm.
They don't.
Even at my job, they have done this to me on my job. On my job.
Oh wow. See, no.
God be with them. God be
no
with
way.
Them. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Men, a lot of men don't have any, they don't care. They'll just do anything.
And it'd be little. It'd be like.
Oh like, my God.
Yeah, like you really got on camera with that little thing.
They be trying to show it off.
Show off what?
They think it's that. Ain't nobody tell them.
It's a vaino.
Ain't nobody tell them though. They be lying to them.
Well, I can't feel that, sir.
I can't find this shit, let alone feel it. I can't. Social media be wild, man. They be wild. Y'all just don't understand. They be bold too.
Yeah, I've encountered a lot of mess. Like, it was this one dude. He called me over 100 times talking about, I'm going to come. I'm about to come. Calling me at the same time. I swear to God.
Oh, that's just terrible.
And like one dude, he merged my picture with his dick. Like he merged our picture, his dick with my picture.
Oh my. Ooh, child.
I don't even be doing that much.
That's ridiculous. That's nasty. Well, Fred, we're going to take us a commercial break real quick. 30-second break. We'll be right back, y'all.
July 13th, you are invited to the grand opening of the Core Queen Podcast Studios. The event will be broadcast live by Power 98, Charlotte's number one station for hip-hop. This event will include vendors, giveaways, food trucks, mock podcast interviews, live Core Queen Podcast show, raffles, karaoke, games, and more. July 13th from 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until, we want to see you at the grand opening of the Core Queen Podcast Studios.
All right, we are back, y'all. Make sure y'all come out July 13th to the Core Queen Podcast Studios grand opening, 3 o'clock until. We're going to be here cutting up. I'm telling y'all, we got Power 98, the hottest hip hop radio station in Charlotte. We'll be here live broadcasting. We got food trucks. We got vendors. We got spades, karaoke. We got a mobile bartender. We about to show out. Okay. We cutting up and we playing some games. So bring your black card so we can revoke it. We're going to get back into these topics with my girl, Chanel Dior. Okay, so what advice would you give to a young girl who desires marriage?
Don't do it.
See, and I thought it was just me with that advice.
Don't.
Why?
Just live your fucking life. Live your life. Live your life, please. Live your life. Because it's so much dick out here.
Oh my God, I didn't know you was going there with it.
And I just want you to just enjoy every bit of it before you commit to one. Just try to figure it out. Try to figure out what you really want first. You feel me? Make sure you're getting treated correctly. You know what I'm saying? Then settle down. Yeah.
All right. There you have it.
Yeah.
That's her advice.
Know your worth. Know your fucking worth before you fucking settle down. I fucking mean it. I'm not fucking playing.
Oh no, that's why I'm laughing. That's why I'm laughing. So what does that mean? Knowing your worth. What does it? Because they might not know. They may not understand.
Meaning, make sure they treat you with respect. Make sure they take you out. Make sure they do things with you. Make sure they know who you are. Make sure, because especially being in a relationship for a long period of time, you, as you grow, you change. Make sure they're willing to change with you. You understand? Make sure that what's another thing? Like, they like to, whatever you like to do, make sure they want to do all that shit with you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. For real. Because that shit is real. Like, because the more you get older, the more you're going to want to do all these things. You don't want to just sit at home. Like, you want to fucking live life. You don't want to just sit in the fucking house. I'm telling you. Like, don't settle. Do what you want to do. I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
There you have it. Public service announcement. Okay.
I'm telling you right now.
Okay, so I keep hearing this saying that if a man treats his mother good, that means he'll treat his woman good. Do you believe that?
Absolutely.
You do? I don't.
Why? You must have had experience or something.
I've had experience. I have uncles. Like, no, sometimes like the mom is the only person they treat good. They treat the other women like shit.
You know what?
Because, I mean, and people say this all the time, and I'm like why do y'all think this is the barometer? No.
You're right.
How does he treat other women? Not his mom, he's supposed to treat right.
You're right. Because I've seen it different ways. Like, I've actually seen a guy treat his mama like the queen she is, and I've seen him treat his fucking girl like shit, beat her ass. I've seen it. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
And then you can have men who may not have the best relationship with their mom due to certain circumstances. And they vow to never treat another woman like
that's
that.
True.
So I don't take that advice at all.
Yeah, I agree like, with that.
Yeah. And some men, it's kind of like that father-daughter thing where it's like, do y'all, like, what y'all got going on? You got that mother-son thing where it's kind of weird. It's like that. That's a little different. That's yeah, that's too much. Yeah.
Don't be a mama's boy either. I don't like that either. Because I'll break up with you.
Yeah,
if you do,
because it ain't no room for you.
Yeah, I'll break up with your motherfucking ass if you do too much with your motherfucking mama, for real.
Yeah, because some people, a lot of guys will use that as an excuse.
Yeah,
like, nah, your mama do not come first.
Right, I understand you love your mama. I love my mama too.
No, if we supposed to be together, committed, and we moving towards marriage, or we are married, come on now.
Yeah.
How this
you ever
work?
Seen this? You watch Sex in the City?
Yes, I love
you
Sex
remember
in the City.
When Charlotte, you remember how her husband acted with his mama?
Yeah.
Oh my fucking God. That shit pissed me off so bad when she was in that bathroom, when he was in the tub. Oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you in there with him?
Yeah, it's weird and it's disturbing. It's disturbing. And my son would be like, my son,
get out.
What? If I tried to even go in the what? Yeah, right.
I wouldn't dare. Why?
That's disgusting. Yeah. So, I think it was yesterday, Jada Waiter, if y'all don't know who Jada Waiter is, little baby's baby mama, she was on $1 Million Worth of Game, Wallow and Gilly. And they asked her, would she ever date a man that makes less than her? And she said, no.
Why?
And she said, because she's witnessed a lot of her girlfriends who did it. And the guy treats them like shit. They resent the girl, they're jealous of the girl. Like, it's just a really bad dynamic where they try to beat her down and make the girl feel less than because they aren't living up to what they think they need to live up to.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe it happens, or you don't believe?
I mean, I've been in situations like that. Like, some years I made more than him. Some years he made more than me. It's just what it is. But at the end of the day, if we're a team, as long as we're getting it done, it is what it is. It is what it is. I don't treat him no way. He don't treat me no way. It's just a respect thing. But, I mean, that's just our relationship. I don't know about any of these other people. But
just these other people.
But we don't treat each other like that. That's not how it's supposed to be.
I agree.
I don't think that.
Experienced where she's... I've dated somebody like
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Where, yeah.
They was jealous of
it
you?
It was bad.
For real?
It was bad. Well, I didn't... I was in it, so I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
But everybody around me was saying it and seeing it, and I'm like, and I'm making excuses for it, and I don't want to say too much because they're probably watching this, and I don't want to, I'll never bash anybody because if I'm with you, I'm with you, and that's just, I'm riding with you that way. But I didn't, when I was in it, I didn't see it. But now that I look back at certain stuff and certain things that were said to me,
I don't, absolutely. I've never felt that. Nobody has ever said it to me. We've always been a team.
Yeah.
we've always been a team, and that's why we've been able to work out everything, like, to the point where our kids never even been in daycare. Like, we never even had to have daycare for our children. We always worked as a team. Mm-hmm. You work a certain shift, I work a certain shift. If I make more than you, whatever.
Right.
You work morning shift, I work night shift. Like, however, we got to work it out. We're going to do it.
And that's how I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's unfortunate that some men just aren't mature enough to operate that way. Just
well, yet. You suck. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, so I watched this video. I think it was today. This guy was going around, and I swear these videos be targeted to specific people when they do it.
I swear.
And they were asking these women, do they need men? Mm-hmm. Every woman in the video said, no, fuck no, hell no. No, we don't need them niggas. And then he asked the guys, they're like, oh, yeah, we need women, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, here we go. So I'm trying to figure out, how do we get to this great divide? Like, how is it that women feel like they don't need men?
I need my men.
That's why I'm like, where is this coming from? This
songs and
songs.
Just fucking, what's that song? I just heard today?
Is it
that
a
Neo
rap
song? She got her room.
Oh, yeah.
Certain songs, they make you feel like you need to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
She's got it. Like, females need to be independent, and it make men just, I don't know, like, they just need to sit back and...
Right.
I don't like shit like that. I hate that song.
Yeah.
I hate that song. Like, I feel like songs just certain... I don't know.
Definitely the music is playing a huge role in how they
everything.
Think. Huge, huge,
everything.
Huge.
Deaths. Yeah. Everything. Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
because they got this generation, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but it's like being independent is like a badge of honor. I'm like, I need some help.
I want my
man. Get some help.
I want my man.
Please.
I need you to take care of some of these bills, please.
Right. I need everything. Like, I want to sniff you. I want to lay on you. Like, I want all of that stuff.
I want you to reach up for that for me. I want you to take out this trash for me. Yeah, I need you to do that. I don't want to do that. I need you to drive for me if I don't feel like driving. I need you to, because I don't want to do it.
But I think these people, most of these women who are speaking are choosing people who don't like them.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they don't get that security and that protection that you normally
they
would get.
They must be ugly or something.
Oh, my God.
They got to be ugly. They have to be, because ain't no fucking way.
Yeah. I mean, they're just choosing the worst people, and they're expecting things from people that didn't agree to what their expectations are. Like, this
like
guy
a real man, he's
that.
Going to want to take care of you.
It's just natural.
Exactly.
It's just it just literally just happens, and it's nothing. They just do
You don't
it.
Even have to ask. They're just going to want to.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
I got you.
But a lot of them haven't experienced that because all they're doing is fucking.
Mm. Even when I do that.
Well, maybe, like you said, maybe they're ugly.
They ugly. They gotta be. That got to be the thing, because ain't no fucking way. I've never had that issue, I promise you. Fat and all.
Oh, my God.
Fat and all. Big bitch.
Oh, my God.
I ain't never had that problem, period. Yeah.
So do you think Black men and Black women have unrealistic expectations of each other?
No.
No? Because I think women have super unrealistic expectations.
Like what?
Every woman wants the same man. Tall, dark, handsome, got to be 6 feet, you got to make 6 figures, you got to have 6 inches or more.
No, not me.
95% of women want 1% of men.
Oh, I don't think like that. That's not me at all.
Yeah, most women.
He can be skinny, he just got to have a big dick. That's it.
Okay.
We can work out all the other stuff.
Yeah, a lot of women that I talk to, I'm like, yep, you'll be single for a long time.
I hate bitches like that. Time. I really do.
I'm like,
that's why you're going to be single.
I'm like, when have you ever met this guy?
You're going to be
never
single
dated him.
For the rest of your life, because you're picky. You're so picky that you're not going to find nobody.
Yeah.
And you're not going to find
really
anybody.
Don't qualify for the person you're
That's the one. That's it. The fucking one right there.
Yeah. I'm
what like, you what you bring?
Like,
what you got?
Where he at? And why would he pick you?
Oh, these bitches. God.
All right. We got a couple more questions. And these two questions are the questions that I ask each one of my guests every week.
Okay.
So the first one is, what is the best advice someone's ever given you?
trust no one.
I wish I'd listened to that early. That's a good one.
Trust no one. No one is your friend. But that one is kind of hard because I do have friends. But
let's change it to trust no one initially. They got to earn initially, it.
Initially,
they got to earn it.
Because I've befriended so many females over time, and my heart is so pure when I meet people, and I genuinely be caring about people for real. Like,
I just told you that. Oh my God! Like, before she got here, I just told him that about you.
Yeah, like I really be like down for people. Like, if you don't fuck with somebody, I don't fuck with them. Mm-hmm. Like, I really be fucking with you, like for real.
Yep.
But I hear my name. Somebody that you done said something behind my fucking back. You just do not fuck with me either. Something is always right. Something like, and I'm like,
jealousy. Jealousy.
Like that shit be hurting so bad. I'm like, dang. Yeah. Like I thought we was cool. Like, but yeah. It is what it is. But that be the main thing. Like, then I told my husband, I said, everybody gonna get like 90% of me for the rest of my life at this point. Nobody will ever get 100% of me ever again. Nope. They will get 90% of me because I've been hurt too many times.
Yeah.
Too many times. So, yeah, you'll get 90% because nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. Everybody is human. And yeah, but when I meet somebody, just know you're going to get the genuine side of me first. And if you turn or do anything to me, then you're going to get the bitch.
There you go. Period. I'm with you on that. All right. Last question. What advice? This one going to be good for you. What advice would you give 15-year-old Chanel?
Be all them bitches' ass.
Oh, my God. I was not expecting. Who asses we beat?
All the bitches that turned on me. Fuck y'all hoes. Fuck all y'all. And I mean it with a sick dick. Fuck all y'all bitches. For real. And I mean it.
Oh God. Lord have mercy.
And I wish I ain't fuck none of y'all niggas either. Fuck all y'all. This some good pussy y'all shit. Y'all ain't deserve none of that shit. For real. None of y'all.
Y'all heard what the fuck she said. Okay?
Sips tea.
Listen, let me tell you something. You are a bright light and people are not going to like that. They're going to try to dim it every chance they get. Don't let them. Keep shining. If they can't take the 100, oh well, fuck them. They need to put some shades on.
They need
get
to.
Get the hell on.
They need
keep
to.
Keep shining.
I'm a good person.
You are. You are. Genuinely.
Yeah. Like
I don't
be fucking nobody, man. I don't be doing nothing. Like people be treating me like I really be out here really doing them dirty. Like I don't be doing nothing.
Listen, that's what come with the territory.
I don't look at nobody, man, at all. I don't do nothing. Like I will wash you if you are sick. I will help you clean your house if it was dirty. I won't even talk behind your back.
Well, that's how you get rid of the people that ain't supposed to be there. They got to fall off. They got to fall off.
They got to go. They got to go.
Yep.
They got to go.
I enjoyed having you on.
Thank you.
You are an amazing person.
Thank you.
You are. You got a whole lot in your future, so don't let nobody hinder that. You can let the folks know how to follow you on social media, okay, and if you got anything coming up that you want to promote.
Okay. Well, of course, you know my name is Chanel Dior. On Instagram is wetdream101. On TikTok is Tanisha Chanel Dior 34. Production is slow as hell right now for my movie. It's going to be called In Her Shoes. It's been slow as hell, but I do have a movie about my life and about all the shit that's going on. Yeah. But so when that comes out, I will let you guys know when all that shit start or whatever. Casting and everything. So y'all can, you know, I'll let y'all know when that starts or whatever. And what else I got going on? Yeah, that's it. Because I'm working. I got shit to do.
Period. Period. Y'all heard her? Don't play with her. Listen.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I'm proud of you
Thank
for
you.
Everything you have going on. Thank you. yeah, you're doing your thing, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Y'all know I am your girl, the Core Queen. I help individuals lose weight, get in amazing shape without starving themselves or spending hours a day in the gym. So if you need a coach, if you need a nutritionist, if you need a personal trainer, anything, I got you. I'm the Core Queen. Y'all hit me up on all my platforms. You can Google me, the Core Queen. I'll pop up some kind of way. I got my grand opening coming up July 13th, 3 o'clock p.m. Please come out, see the studio, check us out. We're going to have us a good time. Y'all, it's going to be a whole party over here, okay? I'm just telling y'all, we showing out. Get your karaoke voice together.
Oh, my God.
We need to hear the vocals, okay? If you know how to play spades, listen, don't come over here and don't know how to play no spades, okay? Because we flipping tables and shit. So come on, we playing beer pong. We got it all. We got Black Card Revoke. We having a whole event. If you got some a good liver, don't come over here with no bad liver because we drinking. Drinking, okay? We got some food. We got some vendors. My girl Shay and her husband Tori will be here with Gouda's Kitchen, the food truck. Ooh. They got the best loaded fries in the South. They came from my hometown, yeah. Bristol, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. So come and get you some loaded fries.
No
my
fries,
girl, Shakira. Shakira will be here from V-Spot Charlotte. She giving away some good raffles. So y'all better come.
Hell yeah.
Y'all better come. Y'all, please check us out. I need y'all to do me a favor and hit that notification bell. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like, comment, share, everything. Tell your people about the Core Queen podcast. We'll be back in 2 weeks because next week is 4th of July. I ain't celebrating that shit, but that's my grandma's birthday. It's her first year without her. So I definitely will be celebrating my girl. Shout out to Evelyn Joyce. Y'all, holla at your girl, all platforms. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We out.
July 13th, you are invited to the grand opening of the Core Queen Podcast Studios. The event will be broadcast live by Power 98, Charlotte's number one station for hip-hop. This event will include vendors, giveaways, food trucks, mock podcast interviews, live Core Queen Podcast show, raffles, karaoke, games, and more. July 13th from 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until, we want to see you at the grand opening of the Core Queen Podcast Studios.